Loomer confirms NSA director/Cyber Command commander was referred for firing. By Christina Wong on April 4, 2025. Laura Loomer, an investigative journalist and activist, confirmed on Friday that she referred National Security Agency/Cyber Command Commander General Timothy Ha for firing, and indicated she did so because he was handpicked by former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley. Loomer posted on X. As a Biden appointee, General Ha had no place serving in the Trump admin given the fact that he was handpicked by General Milley, who was accused of committing treason by President Trump. Why would we want an NSA director who was referred to Biden after being hand-selected by Milley, who told China he would side with them over Trump? She continued. The vetters should have been more critical, given the fact that the Pentagon revoked the security detail and clearance for retired General Mark Milley, who called President Trump a fascist. Why would we want Milley's hand-picked choice for NSA director? We do not. And thus, he was referred for firing. Given the fact that the NSA is arguably the most powerful intel agency in the world, we cannot allow for a Biden nominee to hold that position. President Trump needs to have his own trusted NSA director, appointed by him. We can't allow for the NSA to be used to spy on President Trump and his allies again. This is common sense. I'm working hard to protect President Trump and the integrity of U.S. national security. All Obama and Biden appointees in intel appear to lack integrity and lack the moral clarity to not weaponize their positions. Do we really need a repeat of the first admin to learn this lesson again? No, we do not. Thus, all Biden and Obama holdovers need to be fired. Goodbye, General Ha. Vetting matters. Ha is the second four-star general to be fired from his position, after former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Charles C. Q. Brown, who was appointed to the role by former President Joe Biden. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs serves as the president's top military advisor, and presidents are free to choose who they want in that role at any time, although it is normally a four-year assignment. Chief Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell said in a statement Friday afternoon, "The Defense Department thanks General Timothy Ha for his decades of service to our nation, culminating as U.S. Cyber Command Commander and National Security Agency Director. We wish him and his family well." Ha's deputy, Wendy Noble, was reportedly also fired. Both are reportedly now serving in the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence's office. Democrats were furious over Ha's firing. Top Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee Senator Jack Reed, D.R., said in a post, "Instead of listening to U.S. Cyber Command, Trump is listening to conspiracy theorists. He is making our country less safe." Loomer was reportedly behind the firing of six National Security Council staffers after meeting with President Donald Trump and presenting him with information on them. At least four of them have been named: Brian Walsh, the senior director for intelligence and a former national security advisor to Secretary of State Marco Rubio when he was a senator; Maggie Doherty, the senior director for international organizations; Thomas Boudry, the senior director for legislative affairs and a former legislative director to Waltz; and David Fay, who worked in the first Trump administration on Indo-Pacific policy. Democrats and left-wing journalists have been decrying their firing, which Loomer said shows that it was the right thing to do. If anti-Trump and pro-impeachment Democrats are angry about the firings of Trump admin officials in the NSC and NSA, and they are angry about a POTUS meeting with me in the Oval Office, that's how you know I did the right thing and that these people needed to be fired. She said, adding, "Why would rabid Trump haters in Congress be defending these NSC and NSA officials if they are truly loyal to President Trump?" Loomer said on X on Friday she would be releasing more names of individuals who should not be in the Trump administration due to their questionable loyalty and past attacks on President Trump. "I'll be releasing those names later today and tomorrow," she said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.